Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
We are going to continue talking about what is happening around the world. You know, anti-Semitism is still on the rise, and it's interesting, to say the least, what's happening. And the Anti-Defamation League just did a report that basically shows what's happening in Europe, and these are mainly countries outside of the United States, but they say that these attacks and these incidents of hatred have increased dramatically since Operation Protective Edge. They found that there have been violent incidents against Jews and Jewish buildings in Western Europe, South America, Canada, Australia, and Africa. Again, these are reports outside of the United States. We do know there have been some attacks already in the United States, but this is mainly focused outside the United States. They say from France to Argentina, from Canada to Chile, synagogues were attacked, cultural centers have been vandalized, Jewish shops were being threatened, and individuals were being beaten on the street. I mean, we reported a rabbi in Miami from I believe Crown Heights, Brooklyn, was shot and killed walking to his synagogue. And this is not good. This is not good. And this report says that one of the most frightening incidents occurred in Australia when there were some anti-Semitic teenagers on board of a school bus where Jewish children ages 5 to 12 were riding on the school bus. And this is what one of the parents reports that the teens were coming up to the Jewish children and telling them and chanting them that they're going to slit their throats. They're going to slit their throats.
Oh my goodness.
Wow. And that Palestine must kill the Jews. That's what they're shouting to five-year-olds. My daughter's four. You know what I mean? Like five-year-olds.
Wow.
Just to understand that level of hatred. And you can't take those things lightly. I mean, we've seen here on the rise, children, young people that have been committing heinous murders all around the country. And we've seen some incidences around the world. And you think, well, hey, well, they were not surprised, but what even made this issue even worse is that they found that school officials basically, and they appeared that the police wasn't taking it as serious as, you know, these parents want them to take it. And so all of these, someone says they're going to slit your throat. I think we need to pay attention,
know,
especially in this type of environment and what's happening. They say other incidents described in this report, and we're going to make sure that this is available for you on the Torch, that shouts of Jews to the gas at an anti-Israel rally in Germany. I mean, of all places in Germany, they're shouting Jews to the gas. And if you don't know this, if you don't know the history, because we didn't hear from Charles Krautheimer from Fox, that's what Germany did during Hitler's reign. They gassed the Jews. Horrific. I remember introducing this to my son. In fact, the two things that I was talking to my son one time about was what happened to the Jews and what happened to Martin Luther King Jr. And it was just two different instances. But I remember his shock on his face. He was very young at the time. And he says, that really happened? And that many people? 6 million Jews were killed. And they have, you've seen videos and we've seen them. I've been to the Holocaust Museum in Israel and in New York. And in Israel, there's a room where all the names are being read, I guess, of all the people that passed away. I think that's the one in New York as well. But I mean, it's just horrific. Open graves where thousands upon thousands of Jews were just thrown their bodies in there. It's just absolutely horrible. But it seems like there's a whole generation in Europe that doesn't know, doesn't remember, has forgotten, or ignores the travesty of what happened.
It's not just in Europe, too. The sad thing is what you're talking about. Of all the things that have happened, of the 6 million Jews that were killed, it's just as equally horrific as the fact that that is just literally being taken out of the history books. And not only, like you're saying, generation doesn't know, they're not being told at all, is that it's just being simply omitted. Yeah. And that's the horrific part of it.
That's absolutely right. Also, there's a Spanish newspaper, El Mundo, in which a column of stated, listen to this, Gaza operation showed why Jews have been so frequently expelled. What is surprising is that he persists, either they are not good or someone is poisoning them. He says, all this just hate, all this hate towards the Jews. An op-ed that was widely, being printed and sent out by a Colombian weekly magazine, Simona, arguing that the Palestinian land has been occupied since 3,000 years ago when the Jews arrived there, escaping from Egypt with Moses and Joshua, cutting heads and foreskins off local inhabitants. Like, where do y'all get this from? Where do y'all get this? This is a Colombian newspaper, which is not surprising because according to Open Doors Ministry, Colombia is ranked like in the top 20s now for a country that has the most persecution of Christians. So it stands to reason that maybe that would come out of that nation. But this is what you're seeing all over the place. The report releases a survey that shows that 25% of people polled in 100 countries hold deeply seated anti-Semitic attitudes. 25% out of 100 countries. And my question is, a country that has 8.7 million people in it, smaller than the state of New Jersey, the size of Ecuador, I believe, who in the last 60 years has contributed greatly to society in general with their inventions, a country that is the only democracy in the Middle East, what could they possibly have done to cause you to be anti-Semitic towards them? 25% in 100 countries? Like, what did they do to you in Colombia? I mean, what happened in France?
Yeah.
You know, nothing. You're just seeing this whole thing. It's just, it's a war. Mm-hmm. It's a war against the Jews. And I mean, it's just, you look at it and you say, man, is this like, is this for real? You look at it, he's like, it's for real. It really is for real.
When you look at this, it's like, when you see, like you're saying so significantly, how has Colombia, how has these nations so far from Israel had this so significant one-sided perspective? And I think what is so important to remember is one of the previous ambassadors of Israel had stated the fact in response to the conflict of Hamas and Israel, he said Hamas doesn't necessarily have a military strategy as they do a media strategy. Mm-hmm. And you're seeing that continual perspective of Israel being said loud enough and long enough. And it's just people are beginning to hear it and believe it and then repeat it over themselves and over a next generation, that it's just continuing. And it's just like, that's the thing that you have to pay attention to, is the perspective of Israel that's being shared over the whole world instead of seeking the truth of what does Israel really stand for?
Yeah. I mean, and it's amazing. They'll take one lie, continue to tell it over and over and over again. Right. There's a book called Hitler's Beneficiaries. And it was written about, you know, how is it that Hitler, when you think about it, he killed 6 million Jews. Mm-hmm. He didn't personally kill all 6 million of them, right? So how was he able to get the buy-in? I mean, someone had to help him, right? You know, how do you get the buy-in of all of these people to agree to such horrific, demonic thing, like capturing these people, locking them up in ghettos, putting them in trains, lying to them and saying, we're going to take you to these showers so you could take a bath because you've been on these trains. And when they go to turn on the shower, it's gas that's coming out and killing them. Mm-hmm. They're burning bodies in a furnace. Mm-hmm. And it's like, he didn't do this by himself. Mm-hmm. And the book is called Hitler's Beneficiaries. And one of the things that's written in this book, he says that they were able to blame everything that was going bad in their country on the Jews.
On the Jews. Mm-hmm.
They just put blame on it. And so people didn't want to take responsibility for what they did to bring their country down, or why they don't have, or any, it was easier to pick on the Jews. And so what was happening is that the Nazi party was showing up to people's homes and saying, hey, we just want to give you this nice china set. And by the way, this is courtesy of the Nazi party, you know, Hail Hitler. And by the way, we hate the Jews. And they walk on out. And then it's like, you know, 40-inch screen TV comes in, exaggeration, but all these, you know, furniture that was taken out of Jewish people's homes and was given to the Jews, and they turned a blind eye. And the author writes, hey, I realized that later on in my life, all these heirlooms that were passed down, this was furniture taken from the Jews. He wound up giving it away or sending it back, getting it to a Jewish family, saying, I can't take this. But he thought it was a family heirloom and realized that this was stolen property from the Jewish people. And it's amazing that if you just feed people and give them stuff, how they'll turn a blind eye to anything. Mm-hmm. And it's like, hello, it's wrong. Mm-hmm. It's wrong. It's evil. And today you're seeing it all over. And that's why it's important that we talk about this, that we share about this, that we pray about this. Mm-hmm. Because believe me, the hatred towards the Jews is coming from everywhere. And it's going to require us as believers, as Christians, to stand firm, unwavering. I mean, today it's popular amongst the church, but there's going to be a day where it may not be as popular. And the question is, are you going to be able to stand during that time? If you can't stand now, believe me, you will not stand then. And first the Saturday people, don't forget, then the Sunday people, they're coming for Christians next. And we already see that happening with ISIS and what happened in Iraq. You know, children being beheaded. And that's just absolutely horrible. I want you to hear from Charles Kreitheimer. He's being interviewed by Judge Jeanine. Judge Jeanine, watch this.
This whole thing started with religion and the intolerance. And I want to kind of move to the Hamas-Israeli conflict. And what has gone on is very different in terms of European reaction and American reaction. On the one hand, you believe that what's going on in Europe is indicative of an anti-Semitic continent that has it out for the Jews, whereas in the United States it's more pro-Hamas. Explain what you mean by that.
Well, it's not an opinion. I mean, what I'm saying is a fairly good description of the demonstrations that occurred in London, in Paris, even in Berlin, of all places. Crowds chanting death to the Jews, Jews to the gas chamber. Hitler was right. That's pretty anti-Semitic. It is very clear that what's happening in these huge demonstrations in Europe, this intense animus, is a resurgence, a recurrence of anti-Semitism, which had been, after the Holocaust, for half a century, unfashionable. You weren't supposed to be anti-Semitic after what the Nazis did. But those generations are gone. We have a new generation now. And anti-Semitism is back in vogue, and you see it on the streets. In America, I think it's rather different. We don't have a tradition of anti-Semitism. This has been the most welcoming country to the Jewish people in the history of the Jews. And I think most of it is largely ignorance. People don't know the origin of the conflict. They're not aware of what Hamas intends, of what Hamas is, of what Hamas's tactics are. They see a picture or two on television. Their heart is broken, as everybody's heart should be when they see a dead child. They have no context, and they end up saying, well, it must be the Israeli aggressors. That is a far more benign reaction. It's also a far more minority reaction here than it is the anti-Israel, anti-Semitic wave sweeping Europe.
You know, it's amazing. It's exactly, I mean, think about it. America right now, and if you look at Congress, whenever Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu comes to speak before Congress, I mean, one time I think it was over 30 standing ovations, Steve, that he received every time he comes. The American people love Israel. The church loves Israel, and we're going to stand with Israel. There may be a few dissenters, and there's people out there that are still, you know, are haters, but by and large, I mean, we stand with Israel, and we're going to continue to do that more when we get right back from this break as we discuss what's happening with ISIS and how the church has been able to help out the refugees that were on Sinjar Mountain. And we're talking about how anti-Semitism is on the rise in the world today. However, that the United States always has had a pretty close relationship with Israel. In recent times, it's been, a certain administration right now that has been trying to push Israel over the edge. And we've talked extensively. Maybe we'll relate some of these segments on the torch to give more context because we have a limited amount of time. But I'm even reminded of Chaim Soloman, who was helped finance, gave money to George Washington, I believe during the Battle of Yorktown, at a time that you know, George Washington really needed some money.
Right.
And because he wanted a place for the Jews, and so they wanted to remember his contribution. Mm-hmm. And I believe it's on the back of a dollar bill. We're going to confirm this for you and have it for you. But The Star of David, if you look at the stars over the eagle, it's in the shape of the Star of David. And so it just goes way back, not to mention that in the National Archives, I mean, the very first thing you see in the National Archive is the bronze plated Ten Commandments. Hello, that Moses was able to get down from the mountain there. And so it's absolutely beautiful. But we support Israel. We stand for Israel. And we'll continue to do so. Do you have that?
I'm looking at it. Oh. I don't see it.
Well, we'll make sure it's available for you. It's there. It's on it's on the currency. We've shared about it before, and we'll make sure that it's related. But it's a great story to show how far back we go back, and we're tight, and we're going to stay tight with Israel.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. We'll be right back.